everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Mr. Ed Alexander, producing and engineering the show today on the other side of the glass, and we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Monday, the 26th of January already. We're in the final week of January already, so this month has really flown by. Hope you had a great weekend. We're coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We're live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and podcasts and all of our audio archives available 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. The Monday Political Face-Off is the way we start off the Buckmaster Radio Show each Monday afternoon. At 12:20 or so, Alex Rodriguez will join me in studio. Alex is the Arizona Technology Council representative here in Southern Arizona, and the Tech Council is pushing lawmakers to make Arizona a bit more tech-friendly. And then we'll close out the show with the executive director of the Tucson Botanical Gardens. They've got great things going over there. Expansion plans, and we'll talk about their planting the final seed to make their capital campaign at the gardens a reality. The Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. The Monday Political Face-Off today pits a team of commentators. They are Bruce Ash, now in his third term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, and Paul Ackerstrom is seated to the left of me, longtime Democrat Party activist, former state and local Democrat Party chair. The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe and his family do a wonderful job with all of your framing needs. They can take care of the custom frame mirrors for the bathrooms or wherever. And you need a nice mirror in the house. They have some great art on the wall and picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. And they're up to 75% off inventory. First ever inventory sale, still kind of winding down, but going on at Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. and on Facebook. Bruce and Paul, good to have you two gentlemen back together again. How are you doing?
Thank you. Great.
Good. Doing good. Doing good.
Both of you are up at the nation's state capital. The people living in Phoenix like to think of it.
They think they're the center of the universe, not just the center of the nation.
Yeah, the center of the universe. But both of you are up in Phoenix for your respective state party conventions. Bruce Ash, of course, at the Republican event, and Paul Ackerstrom at the Democrat event. And let's begin with Paul. You have a kind of historic announcement to make as far as your new party chair.
Yeah, actually, she's, I think, the first woman state party chair, and she's also the first Hispanic state party chair that we've had. And she's 39 years old, which she's more on the younger side of things, at least in my comparison, being 50, 55, going on 56. But I think she is the face of the future of Arizona. Hmm. And she's got great credentials in terms of her political background. She worked for Harry Mitchell, ran his campaign, was his chief of staff when he was in the Congress. She's worked on a number of state coordinated campaigns with the party. And she has she worked on the Dean campaign, was the state director for the Dean campaign in 2004. And one of the things I'm really excited about is she understands that persuasion of voters takes time. And it's not just one election cycle. And she understands that we have to actually stand for something if we're going to persuade anybody. And she wants to position the Democratic Party representing middle-class working families and get them persuaded to quit voting against their own economic interests by voting Republican. And that's going to take time. And also, because she worked for Dean as a Western director with the DNC, she understands the 50-state strategy. In Arizona, she understands the 30-district strategy. We need to go to every corner of the state to persuade these people to stop voting against their own economic interests and start voting for their economic interests, which would be for Democratic candidates.
Her name is Alexis Tamaran?
Yep, Alexis Tamaran. And she grew up in Superior. From a mining family, first person in her family to go to college.
She managed Dr. Carmona's U.S. Senate race in 2012. And I understand you did place your friends with Alexis, you placed her name in nomination on Saturday.
Yeah, Congressman Gallego was going to place her name in nomination, but he had to get back to Washington, and so I got moved up in the batting order, and I was very proud to do it. It was a exciting moment for the state party.
And while the Dems were meeting, the Republicans had their big meeting, and from what I saw on Facebook, Bruce Ash, a lot of enthusiasm.
There certainly was, and it was a great meeting. Congratulations to the Democrat Party for finally electing a female chair. Republicans managed to do that some time ago. We also elected in a very exciting race for second vice chair, Gabby Saucedo Mercer was elected over Maricopa County, Jenny White. And she really did very well in that election, Gabby did, and very much looking forward to working with her.
How about your state chair?
Robert Graham was overwhelmingly reelected, 81% to 19% in that election, and that really was by virtue of the superior job that the Republican Party did in this last election, raising over $4.5 million, winning every state wide election. We actually had the ability to allow our governor to come and address us. I don't think the Democrats had that opportunity because they didn't win either the governor's race or any statewide races. We actually had two U.S. senators who came and addressed us. Democrats didn't because they have lost those two offices. And in fact, the Democrats find themselves in the worst position since 1920 around the United States, because Arizonans and most Americans know that Republicans love freedom more than the Democrats love entitlements and higher taxes and regulations and the slipshod way that they have decided to defend this country. So it was a great meeting, and we actually had debate, and we had rancor as well. Senator McCain came and visited with us. He wasn't exactly greeted with open arms.
He
gave a great message that a lot of the people were very interested in hearing about the security of this country and sort of the lack of reality that the president seems to have about our nation's security right now.
Paul's pulling out the daggers.
Well, I don't feel them.
Hey, they're
shooting blanks.
If the Republicans want to keep cutting taxes in this state and cutting our schools and raising tuition rates on the middle class in terms of going to college in this state, more power to them, but that's going to set up the Democrats very well in the next couple of election cycles to be able to start winning those races. Yeah. And that's the message I know Alexis wants to carry to the people of Arizona and get candidates to carry to the people of Arizona, which is we support the middle class. We support public education. We support affordable college for all of our citizens in Arizona and not just the wealthy. And I think, given the demographic shifts as well that's happening in the state, that can happen. Things can change in this state, but it's going to take some time. It's not going to happen in one election cycle. But I'm really excited about the way Alexis is approaching the job.
And she's done a heck of a job for Richard Carmona and for Howard Dean. So I look forward to her continued success as a Democratic strategist.
Bruce, if you remember right, when Howard Dean was the Democratic chair, mm-hmm. and she was in the Western Region director, he had a 50-state strategy. That's when the House of Representatives and the Senate went Democratic in 06 and 08, and we got the first African-American president elected. So it was successful, and things got shaky after Howard Dean stepped down as Democratic chair.
Because he was forced out by a Democratic president who absolutely believes that he's the smartest guy, not just in the room, but in the universe. And we've seen what 6 years of his leadership has brought to our country.
Well, you're saying, in effect, Paul, this cutting, and there was also some committee meetings last week at the legislature about mm-hmm. cutting taxes further. That's just not going to make it in this state. That's your contention.
We have a huge deficit already. We've had 25 years of tax cuts. These people, they understand one thing. Mm-hmm. If they cut taxes for the wealthy, we'll never get those revenues back because it takes 2/3 vote in both houses to get a tax increase. And so what they're Their whole agenda for the last 25 years is to destroy state government, and they've done a pretty good job of it. If we keep allowing that to happen, we won't have public schools. The University of Arizona is going to be out of reach for most people in terms of affordability. It just is the wrong direction, given the fact that the new economy is all about having a good education, high-tech stuff. University of Arizona has been for years a leader in, as a research institution in this country. It's slipping because of the cuts that have been taking place, and it's directly attributable to the Republicans over the last 25 years in the legislature and when they had the governorship.
Well, Paul, in about 45 days, there will be a new state budget unless Democrats decide they're going to come across the aisle and support the governor and the Republican position. You're going to have nothing at all to do with this next budget. And you talk over and over
and we won't and have
over,
any responsibility when talk, people get upset about it.
We either. Hear you talking over and over and over again about tax cuts and revenues being degraded. Paul, when your governor took over the state in, I believe, 2003, the state budget was about $5 billion or so. The state revenues, with all of those tax cuts that Republicans were responsible for, the state budget rose, revenues rose to nearly $11 billion. By the time your governor left, we were in a recession, and those revenues went down. But since Republicans have been running the state, again, revenues are up, notwithstanding whatever tax decreases you continue to rail against, because you want the illusion to be that the Democratic Party actually cares about the middle class and poor people. The only way that you have a consistency, Paul Eckerstrom, and the Democratic Party, is to keep your constituents poor.
All right.
And
no,
that's exactly what
that's
you do.
Ridiculous.
Okay.
Paul, that's a ridiculous
let's
statement.
We're going to take our break here. And Robert is holding on the Buckmaster Show live line. Robert, you'll be up to the plate after we take our first break on the Monday Political Face-Off. Be right back.
Perfection Auto Works wants to know, do you own a Porsche, Audi, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, or BMW? Does the dealer repair pricing structure offend your wallet? Tired of overpriced repairs at the dealer without the quality and attention you deserve? If so, consider Perfection Auto Works, conveniently located near Speedway and Craycroft. From the major tune-up on your Jetta to the clutch replacement on your Porsche 911, call 323-8650. That's 323-8650. PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hi, wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us.
How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
Oh, as good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $84 a month for the first 6 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card after online redemption. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 5/3/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847. Please join the UA College of Science, which celebrates the premiere of its 10th free public lecture series starting Monday, January 26th. This year's 7 lecture series topic is Life in the Universe, which explores our universe of molecular, biological, and cosmic scale to ask, what is life and how do we recognize it? Each program starts at 7 p.m. More information at cos.arizona.edu.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's the Monday Political Face-Off, brought to you by Moe's Fine Framing, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. I'm a regular over at Moe's, have all of my framing done there, and I strongly suggest that you follow suit. Bruce Ash is here, and Paul Eckerstrom, and waiting very patiently on the live line at 790-2040 is Robert. Go ahead, Robert. Hey,
well,
Robert.
Thank you, and good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Mr. Ekstrom, I really think you're pushing a couple of typical liberal constructs that are erroneous on a factual basis, one of which is that taxes and government revenue are a zero-sum game, that if you cut taxes, that revenue is going to go down. In fact, the opposite is true historically. Revenue tends to go up because it stimulates business, and not just for the wealthy. The other construct I think you're pushing is that tax cuts only benefit the wealthy. In fact, 80% of the jobs in this country come from small business. And by stimulating that business, we're all going to do better. Okay. And I think that in terms of the schools as well, because it all trickles down. I know you don't like that term.
Thank you, Robert.
Historically, it doesn't work. And I'm not saying we increase taxes to the levels of a Massachusetts or something like that. But it just bring back some of the tax cuts we've had over the last 25 years so we can fund our schools properly. We're now dead last in per capita funding of our schools. We are 12 times, the tuition rate at the University of Arizona now is 12 times what it was in 1986. And it's not because of inflation, it's because of going from 35% of the state subsidies to the universities to 10%. And I think that is just, I mean, our constitution says public universities shall be as free as possible for in-state tuition. And that's just not the case anymore. And we're pricing people out of the ability to go to schools. And I say about your premise is wrong because economists from ASU and other places have basically said, for example, Arizona right now is the fourth lowest tax state. We have a 6.7 unemployment rate, which is over a point higher than the national unemployment rate. We have a growth rate of the fourth lowest growth rate in the country among the states. Minnesota, on the other hand, is the fourth highest tax state, and the business is booming there, and they're the fourth highest growing economic growth state in the country. It doesn't necessarily translate. If you invest in certain things with that money, like infrastructure and roads and things that businesses need, and also into education, What happens is you get a good business climate and you do well. If you don't do some of those things, you're not going to have a good business climate. I'm not saying raise taxes to a point where, you know, businesses can't do good, make good profits. I'm just saying bring back some of the cuts that we've had so we can have some of those investments that are necessary for a good business climate.
Paul, state revenues in the last decade are up over 100% from where they were when Janet Napolitano took over as governor.
Yeah, but you're not Bruce, you're not taking into account that
the
this
population
state is
has only
population
gone
growth.
Up.
Yes, you don't take that into account. You never do.
Paul, let me finish. The population growth has only gone up about 40% in that intervening period of time.
All right, let's work Jerry into the show. Jerry is on the live line, 790-2040. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, gentlemen, two things. Number one, all you need to do is drive through Tucson and see what the Democrats have done to the businesses. It's nothing but empty group of office buildings, one right after another.
Yeah, Tucson's a huge drain on the state's economy.
Right, and it's turning into another Detroit. It's going to become a ghost town pretty soon. And the other thing, as far as education, I think Washington, D.C. provides more money for each child than anyone else, and yet they're way at the bottom of the list. So it's quality what you do. You don't throw money after education. It's depending on where you put your money.
Well, yeah, Jerry, and your point is well taken, because when you look at districts like Flowing Well, Sarita, Amphi, Vail, Tankerville, and so on, they're getting basically the same amount of money per student, and their students are flourishing. And TUSD, on the other hand, is absolutely bringing down the educational standards here in Pima County, and that's a huge problem for us. It is a lot about how you spend the money, not just how much money has gone into the school districts. You're right on.
You know, there's an old saying, and it pretty much holds true. You get what you pay for. And if you aren't willing to put some resources into our schools, they're going to keep failing. At. And
well, you can talk all you want. 46% of the tax revenue money gets into TUSD classrooms.
That statistic is baloney, because they don't count bus drivers. They don't count counselors. They don't count cafeteria workers. They don't count a lot of things that serve students. And so I reject that. And the other thing is, look, at the plain fact of the matter is, this town actually could do very well economically if we didn't totally eviscerate the University of Arizona. That's always been our economic engine in this town. It's our path to the new technological economy.
Totally eviscerate?
And taking
a 2% cut?
Look, when it's 12 times the cost now to go to the University of Arizona than it was in 1986. That makes it difficult for anybody to go there in the middle class.
Okay, let's see if we can now work in. Thank you, Jerry, for calling. Let's work in Joe on the live line. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, how's it going? Fellow Democrat, Paul, you are ensuring the for sure losses of the Democratic Party. Anytime you push taxes, this has not worked for the Democratic Party since, like, forever. And that's why we keep getting smoked at state elections. It needs massive tax reform. We don't need more of this stuff. People don't trust government. Politicians have a 10% approval rating. And you want to give them more money right now? It's delusional, Paul.
I'm all for tax reform. And my tax reform would bring in more revenue and cut most everybody's taxes, except for the very, very wealthy who are making out like bandits right now. And that's the difference. I mean, I would like to see people be able to afford their kids to go to the University of Arizona. And I would like to see a quality K-12 system. And I would like to see well-paved, good roads so our business has a good climate. If you don't have any money going to that, you aren't going to have a good business climate. And on top of that, we have this concentration of wealth right now where every tax break that seems to be coming out of the Republican legislature goes to the very wealthy. Everybody else has to pay their same taxes, if not more. And I think that's just wrong. I mean, it's absolutely wrong. The people who have the money are the ones that can afford to help pay for some of this stuff.
Paul,
don't want to pay for it at all. They don't want anybody to get ahead.
Paul,
they want to keep their money and to keep everybody else down. That's
Paul,
what's going on in the
state. You ought to run for office and see how successful you are with your tax plan, which is an increase in taxes for Arizonans. I think that's a great idea. You ought to consider running in 2016.
Well, I'm considering running at some point for the state legislature. Well,
sooner
I'm
the better.
Fed up with what's going on.
Sooner the better, because I think we want to vet your proposal and see how it works out for you.
And Joe said he was a fellow Democrat. I believe he prefaced his remarks. But anyway, you're not saying a huge tax cut.
No, we have one-third the state income tax we had in 1991 per capita.
Okay.
And we have a lot of other business tax cuts.
You're not saying a huge tax increase.
No.
And
I'm just saying recoup some of this money. Yeah. Not all of it. Mm-hmm. Some of it. We weren't even a high tax state in 1991, Bill. And if we recoup some of that money and reinvest it in the things that really matter, education and things like infrastructure and roads, that will be a startup for the that will help spur business growth in this state, not cut it back. And I think a lot of people in the business community understand that. And I think at some point there's going to be a tipping point in this state where people just say enough is enough, and we need to reinvest in some of these things like schools.
Well, they sure haven't believed what the Democrats have been feeding them now for the last several elections.
Well, you know, part of that, Bruce, is frankly all the money that comes in from out of state.
Dark money.
This dark money. Yeah.
Back to the dark money.
Basically says
it has nothing
lies
to do with
people.
The abject failure of the policies of the Democratic
what
Party.
What policies? We haven't been in power in 48 years now in the legislature. We've never had power in this state since 1966.
Okay.
So don't tell me it's our policies.
Okay.
Paul's saying here that he may consider running for a legislative seat. So
you heard it here first.
Yep.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in and being on the show today with the Monday Political Face-Off, which was brought to you by, by the way, I hope both of you have a great week.
You too.
Okay. Thank you. Go Cats this week against the Oregon schools.
There you go. The Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Any kind of framing needs, really, this is the only stop you need to make if you're considering having anything framed. Moe and the team, the family over there can take care of it. We'll be right back on the Monday edition of Buckmaster.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. If you need a fine automobile mechanic, a big shout out to Mike Emery. He is the top of, he's at the top of his game. What else can I say? Him and his team at Perfection Auto Works, they've got a great operation, can take care of really any foreign or domestic automobile. PerfectionAutoWorks.com is a good way to get a hold of them, or stop by their beautiful shop, Midtown location, one block south of Speedway on North Beverly. Mike Emery, Perfection Auto Works. Coming up now on 12:36 on the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show, Alex Rodriguez joins us now. Mr. Rodriguez is Vice President of the Southern Arizona Regional Office for the Arizona Technology Council. Alex, good to see you.
Bill, it's great to be back on the show with you.
How are things going with the Tech Council?
Well, things are going very well. We closed out 2014, Bill, as the best year ever for the Arizona Technology Council, not only in Southern Arizona, but statewide. And I think that's sort of indicative of what's happening with the economy, with the resurgence. Having heard the discussion on the tax policy earlier by your two
A very heated earlier discussion,
guests,
as you heard, yes.
one thing that is a positive is that we are seeing a lot more activity, and it reflects with our membership as well.
You'll be going to Phoenix to do some lobbying on behalf of the Tech Council. What are some of the legislative priorities?
Well, this year the Arizona Technology Council is focused on two priority bills. There are actually programs that are currently in effect, Bill, and that's because both of those programs are directly related to job growth and business expansion. So one is the Refundable Research and Development Tax Credit. It's currently a $5 million program, and the impact of it is that it allows businesses today to have the wherewithal to be able to hire people and do the critical research and development necessary for product launch and go-to-market strategies to work out. So that program, our intent is to raise it from $5 million to $15 million, which is rather small in the grand scheme of a $9 billion budget, but highly impactful for smaller companies throughout the state.
You also are looking at recapitalizing something called the Angel Investment Tax Credit. What's that about?
That's correct. This is another program that's been absolutely crucial with a problem that we have here in the state of Arizona. When you talk about the innovation sector and the startup space, the biggest problem that our entrepreneurs face is access to capital. And so this Angel Investment Tax Credit helps investors look at and take investment opportunities with early stage and startup companies in the state of Arizona.
We had some, your Tech Council really had some successes certainly last year that were really
I guess you could call them big wins for our region.
They were. You know, Southern Arizona has fared very well in terms of highlighting key innovations and technologies happening. For example, at the Governor's Celebration for Innovation, which is the largest tech event of the year in the state, we had Syncardia Systems Company, a Tucson-based company that's now having a global impact, win the Innovator of the Year Award in the small business category. And as you know, Bill, they're the creators of the total artificial heart that's keeping folks alive between the time they are released from the hospital to the time that they get a heart transplant. And so it's exciting to have them here in Tucson. The other that is also a Innovator of the Year recipient for the larger business category is Syncardia Secureplane Technologies, forgive me. They're based in Moro Valley, and this company has improved the rechargeable availability of lithium batteries that are used in large aircraft like Airbus and Boeing. So both very important companies that are innovating here in our own backyard, and so we celebrate their success.
You also honored a teacher of the year, teaching and getting young people involved in the biosciences.
Yes, and this was very exciting as a former school board member to see Dr. Andrew Letts over at Pueblo High School. He went into the school and really has done a tremendous job at inspiring the young students to look at the biosciences. He multiplied the program and has had a number of students join over the last 6 years. So we applaud his efforts and applaud Pueblo High School for supporting the biosciences.
Do you have some events that folks could get involved with this spring?
We do. We are multiplying the number of events statewide, but certainly in this region. The big one coming up is one called Tech Junction Tucson. It's an IT conference presented by the Arizona Technology Council with a partner that focuses on helping the small business owners and all the way up the food chain better leverage information technology. So on the 12th of March, people have a chance to attend this free day-long session at the Tucson Convention Center to learn everything from opportunities with big data analysis to actual cash conversion to cybersecurity that remains a growing threat to businesses of all types, and certainly how to leverage information technology for greater productivity.
How big a industry is the tech sector of our economy right now?
We our membership is close to 800 companies now, and we represent well over a quarter of the Arizona GDP. So it's a significant sector that continues to grow and expand. And frankly, we believe that we are well positioned to help Arizona become one of the fastest growing tech hubs in the nation.
You do have an event that will be coming up in mid-February at the UA Tech Park. That's the Arizona Center for Innovation. What is that center about?
Yes, that's correct. It's exciting. That's where I have my Southern Arizona office is at, Bill. And the Arizona Center for Innovation is the longest-standing state business incubator and innovation center. They're a part of the University Tech Park system. And recently, they were awarded a grant by the Small Business Administration for their effectiveness in helping startup companies incubate and then go to market and launch beyond that. So on the 17th of February, we will be hosting the Tech Council After 5 Tech Mixer at the Arizona Center for Innovation. We're going to feature 3D machinery and equipment, and it's just exciting stuff.
So you're really helping young entrepreneurs too, right?
Absolutely. That's a key part of Tucson's future economy. Is we've got to be able to support the entrepreneurs and startup companies in this sector.
We're speaking with Alex Rodriguez. Alex is the Vice President for the Southern Arizona Region Regional Office for the Arizona Technology Council. Are we trying to keep younger people? I'm sure we are trying to keep younger people who graduate from the University of Arizona in the state rather than go out of state.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We want all young professionals to have an opportunity to not only graduate from the U of A, but find well-paying jobs and stay, choose to stay in the community. And those that have left, for example, in my own case, to come back home. Mm-hmm. And at the technology agenda, we believe, is center stage to be able to do that, to foster a business climate that supports ingenuity and innovation, and that leverages technology to be able to grow companies that have global impact from Tucson. We already have companies like Syncardia and mm-hmm. Secureplane, as I mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. but many others that are in this region having global impact, and so it's time for us to keep the talent in Tucson.
Alex Rodriguez, a graduate of Harvard University, and went on to ran for Congress, former president of the TUSD governing board. Very impressive resume, and now you're doing good things with the Arizona Technology Council. Let's see if we can work a quick call in, Alex, before you go. We have on the live line our friend Jim. Jim Kelly is with us. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, good afternoon, Alex. My question is are you guys helping to develop a curriculum and a program that our Pima JTED could teach to high school students in terms of cybersecurity, technical support, the kinds of things that you've been talking about this afternoon?
You know, Jim, thank you for that question. We have been strongly interacting with JTED, and what we've been wanting to do is better match our business sector with what is being taught in the classroom. And cybersecurity is a growing area, obviously, and so is the broader information technology sector is very, very important. So we continue to collaborate with JTED as well as with others in the community. And I encourage you to get involved as well if you're not, because they definitely need members on their advisory committees to help develop the curriculum of the future.
Okay, thank you, Jim, for calling us at 790-2040, and thank you, Alex Rodriguez. Where can people find out more about the Arizona Technology Council?
Bill, they can visit us at aztechcouncil.org.
And you've got the full listing of some of these events we've been talking about.
We sure do, and we would welcome everybody to join us.
Thank you very much, Alex. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
All right. 12:46 on The Buckmaster Show. We'll be back talking about the expansions of the Tucson Botanical Gardens right after this.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. I've got one wife, five kids, two grandchildren, and termites. Termites is serious business. I'm telling you, talk about eating your home away. They can do it. Best call ever made, five-star. Five-star termite and pest control. A great job. They leave no mess. They're economical. And guess what? They're friendly to our environment. 886-0045.
We're five-star pest control. We know what bugs you.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday, a newsmaker interview with Cheryl Cage. Ms. Cage is the new chair of the Democrat Party of Pima County. Also, our Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. It's noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI The Voice, and anytime at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion is presented by our friends in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, where they're getting ready for their 16th annual Chocolate Fantasia event. If you love chocolate, and who doesn't, on February the 7th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., there are going to be well over a dozen locations to gather gourmet chocolates as live musicians play around downtown historic Silver City. You can find out about the great places to stay and things to do by visiting southwestnewmexico.org. They do have the full listing of the many great places in the area to stay, like Fayetteville Hot Springs Resort and Agave Ridge Retreat. Again, that's southwestnewmexico.org, just 3 hours east of Tucson to Silver City, and the upcoming February 7th, 16th annual Chocolate Fantasia. Well, here in town, the Tucson Botanical Gardens continues to attract more and more visitors and looking for upgrades in the future. Joining us is Michelle Conklin. Michelle is the executive director of the Tucson Botanical Gardens. Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Bill.
Tell me a little bit about the great things that have been going on recently at the Botanical Gardens.
Well, this has been a real exciting year for the Tucson Botanical Gardens. I mean, this year we won the Copper Cactus Award, the Chamber of Commerce Award, and it was given to us for nonprofit business. Very exciting. Right now we're in the midst of butterfly magic. Our tropical butterfly exhibit is open to the public. And what's most exciting is in December, a donor knocked on my door and said, Michelle, I see how you are moving forward on building the front entry in the Alvernon Way Garden, and we know we have plans on the table for a new visitor center, and how much more money do you need to get this done?
Oh, that's the kind of knock on the door you want to hear.
I said, our construction documents are we're getting our bids, but we think about $600,000 more. And he said, well, I'll give you half if you can match it.
Whoa.
So right now, we have a new campaign called Plant the Final Seed, and we are raising funds towards meeting that very, very generous $300,000 matching gift. Our board has set a deadline date of January 31st.
So this is the final week.
This is the final week, because in order to start the campaign, start the construction, permits have to be applied for. And we are just about a little over halfway to meeting our goal. So we're inviting people to get on the computer and go to Razu, Plant the Final Seed, or through our website and make a gift. And every gift will be doubled by this very generous donor.
Wow. So if you just go to Tucson Botanical Gardens
.org.
that will get you to the place where you can make a donation. And we're talking about really any kind of donation.
Oh, anything. You know, $10 will get doubled to $20. $50 will be doubled to $100. You know, so any donation would help.
This will go toward what? Building a new visitor center?
That's right. This will go specifically to building our new visitor center, which will include some very needed restroom facilities, as well as a new gift shop and a founders gallery, which will tell the story about the forming of the Tucson Botanical Gardens.
How much acreage do you have there at your kind of, it's a very convenient midtown location. I'm sure people have driven by. If they are not familiar with the gardens, hopefully they'll drive in, not just drive by. And they've seen that really impressive new opening sign that you have for the gardens.
Right. We have 5.5 acres, actually close to 6. And over the past few years, I would say the past 5 years, we've been on a trajectory, I believe. You know, it started with, we purchased some property to the east. We had a double lot that bordered Sycamore, but we bought a house, and we now own all the property along the east side. The following year, we If you saw photographs, in fact, if you go to Razoo, you'll see a little short fun video, and it shows before and after pictures. But many of you may remember it looked like a prison wall along Alvernon.
And I do remember.
You remember that? Yeah. And a few years ago, we created a beautiful garden along Alvernon and sidewalks that kind of meander. The following year, we installed the ranch sign, which is spectacular, and it looks like it's been there forever. And then the year after that, we redid our parking lot and did a pedestrian pathway and installed some really beautiful water harvesting features in that parking lot. And the final phase to really complete the campus is this new visitor center.
You mentioned the butterfly exhibit. That is up and up until what, April?
The end of May.
Okay, end of May. So folks can go. How does the admission work for the gardens and the exhibit for the butterflies?
Well, currently for the butterfly magic, your admission ticket allows you entry into the butterfly exhibit. Members get in free. Now, what I didn't mention that many of you already know is that September 11th, 2015, we'll be bringing in a new traveling exhibit called Nature's Connect. That's 13 larger-than-life, nature-inspired, giant Lego sculptures.
Wow.
Now, there will be a fee for that exhibit for members as well as non-members, because it was a giant commitment for the gardens to bring this to Tucson. But it's spectacular, and it comes with not only 13 sculptures, but 50,000 loose Lego bricks that kids can play with and all kinds of other activities.
What is the membership fee for a family?
You know, it's very reasonable. It runs anywhere from $45 on up.
And so that's kind of the entry level. But I think it's important for people to realize this is a real treasure, and it's right in the Midtown location.
It's right smack Midtown. Very convenient. People are always amazed that once they enter the grounds, how large it feels and how private and intimate it feels. And yes, we're a nonprofit, so we are not funded by federal or state or city funding. It's all admission tickets and grants and private contributions, and you can hold your wedding there and have a party and eat in our incredible cafe, and it's a great place.
How will the wildflowers be this year?
Well, Michael Chamberlain, our director of horticulture, says it's still a little too early to tell.
Okay.
But we're crossing our fingers.
And you will have an area that we can see wildflowers, right?
We always have wildflowers.
Right.
Although in the future, we are kind of right now giving you a little behind-the-scenes information. We are looking at our wildflower garden, and we might be changing that and expanding our children's garden into that area.
What are some of the signature gardens that you do have on our screen right in front of me? I'm looking at your map, and as you said, it really feels like once folks get in there, it feels more spacious than they might suspect.
It does. It's because we've packed 17 separate residential-sized gardens into the Tucson Botanical Gardens. So when you create these small, intimate spaces, it feels much, much larger. And when you come to our gardens, it's really a history lesson of gardening in the Sonoran Desert from the 1920s all the way to today's contemporary gardening practices. So our herb garden is phenomenal. Our Barrio Garden, our Mexican-American garden, is really a Tucson favorite. The Cactus and Succulent Garden is probably the best collection you will see in all of Arizona. We have plants from all over the world, all in geographic locations. So South Africa, Australia, South America. It's pretty spectacular.
Michelle Conklin is with us. She is the executive director of the Tucson Botanical Gardens. They really have an outstanding opportunity here in the remaining days of January to meet this goal. An anonymous donor knocked on Michelle's door and basically said, "What do you need?" Well, the donor came up with $300,000 and said, Michelle had said, "Well, we need $600 to make this visitor center work." He said, "Okay, I'll put up half of that if we can then match the gifts that come in." So there's a way to go, but hopefully we'll hit that this week.
That's right. That's right. If you go to either go to Razzoo on the computer and type in "plant the final seed" or type in "Tucson Botanical Gardens," that will come up, and you can easily make a donation in any amount, or you can go directly to our website. Or we've had people just walk in off the streets who just are handing us little $10, $15, $20, $100 checks. It's pretty exciting and very heartwarming.
Michelle Conklin, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Michelle Conklin, the executive director at the Tucson Botanical Gardens. That's going to wrap it up for the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We want to thank all of the people who support this program and want to also remind you of our outstanding local talk show lineup that we have here for Tucson at 4 to 5 in the afternoon. Mike Shaw is the host for that show, produced by Ray Allen, and then Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe, 6 to 8. The Daily Double with Chris DeSimone is from 8 to 9. It's always Chris and a co-host. Engineering those three hours is Ed Alexander from 6 to 9. Then Ed is also with me at 12:04 for the Buckmaster Show, and we'll be back with you tomorrow with Buckmaster on Tuesday. Until then, have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.